Hello and welcome to another episode of the Braves Beach House Podcast. This week we're going to be joined by our office manager, Nicole, to talk about how she ended up here at Cool Day Park and how you can join the team. And later on we'll be checking in with our boy Slicer as he goes trick-or-treating around the office to celebrate the spookiest time of year. All that and more ahead on this week's episode of the Braves Beach House Podcast. Hello and welcome back to the Braves Beach House Podcast. Today we are here with a very special guest, Nicole. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's great to have you here. You're our staff spotlight this week. We're going to go a little bit in depth about you and what you do here at Cool Day Park. So hopefully our viewers can get a little peek behind the curtain.
Super.
So Nicole, how did you end up here? Where are you from? How did you end up in Florida?
I moved to Florida a very long time ago when I graduated high school. So I came down here for college, worked a few jobs, and now I'm here with the Braves. Yay.
Now you're here with the Braves. So how did you end up with the Braves? What was your first job with the Braves?
Well,
I know you've been here a while.
Yes, I saw they were moving to town, and I saw an ad in the paper for a phone operator, so I applied, and I beat out, I think, 25 other applicants for the position.
Very competitive job, operator.
Lots of people like answering phones.
Yes. So 2018 was that?
It was 2018, yes.
So you've been here from the beginning, before the stadium
was even built.
So what is that like to see the complete growth of the facility from the bottom?
Absolutely amazing. My first time when I was brought here for the first time before the roads were even done, it was just to come around the corner and see this big stadium was so amazing. And to come here every day is even more amazing.
Yes, it's a very special place to work for sure. So you started out as a phone operator. Now you're an office manager. How did you get through the process? How did you end up in your current job?
So when I was answering phones, we were at the Preview Center in Northport because this was not a location yet. And I guess I just kept things organized, kept inventory of the items they were selling for the merchandise. And they decided to promote me to office manager.
And that's awesome.
Here I am.
Here you are. Almost
6 years later.
6 years later, yeah, exactly. So can you tell us what an office manager does? What do you do?
So I basically just make sure every department in the facility has everything they need to run successfully.
Yeah, so that's a lot. It's not just
one
department. There's several departments here.
Lots of departments. I believe we're up to like 24 department heads.
Yeah, which is crazy how much it's grown from
Absolutely.
When you first started.
Absolutely.
And so all sorts of different departments. You also answer the phone still.
Occasionally. I still answer phones. Yes, that is correct.
In the off season. So when you call the main line, you will get transferred in a call more cases
Absolutely.
Than not. And so she's always willing to answer your questions out there.
Yes.
What's your favorite part about working here at Cool Day Park?
My favorite part? I like all the different events that we have in the off season. I love that this facility is open year round and it brings a variety of people out here. We have things like Grilled Cheese Festival, concerts. So it's not just baseball.
Yeah, it's definitely not every spring training facility is used year round like
this
one.
That is correct.
And it's very special. What's your favorite event of those?
My favorite event is the Grilled Cheese Festival.
And that's coming up here in a few weeks on November 23rd.
Yes, it is.
What's your favorite part about the Grilled Cheese Festival?
The grilled cheese.
Yeah, we have a variety of grilled cheeses.
Yes.
Your favorite
Every type. Single one.
Every single one.
Anything with bacon.
Anything with bacon. So a bacon grilled cheese, you'll have to be on the lookout for that during Grilled Cheese Festival. Is there a favorite memorable moment that you've experienced from the ballpark or your time at the Braves over the last 6 years?
Memorable moment. Meeting manager Snit was very memorable, and we'll never forget it.
Yeah, it's really special.
Absolutely.
The people that you come in contact with on a day-to-day basis here at the ballpark. You never know who you might run into. What are some of like the behind-the-scenes preparations you do to get ready for spring training and a game here at the ballpark?
Well, we do various things. Ordering lots of supplies. I have to put in a huge order for all of the players that come down because we do have the academy, which does schooling for them. So they need pens, notepads, anything that they could possibly use for school. So that's a big big order that I have to put in every year. And then I help all the rest of the departments do what they need to get ready. If they ever need anything ordered, I usually do that for them as well.
Yes, you do. Take care of all of us.
Very good at spreadsheets.
Yeah.
Organization.
Yes. So you answer the phones here. What are some of the common questions that you're getting on the phones, or just some common things that people are asking when they contact you?
Yes. So I not only answer phones, but I answer our emails, mm-hmm. the spring training emails. So most right now people are, we just released the spring training schedule. So people are mostly asking when the tickets will go on sale.
And do you have that answer for
everyone? I do have that answer, everyone. Our individual spring training 2025 tickets will go on sale on November 23rd during the Grilled Cheese Festival.
That's so exciting. It's an extra perk of coming to the Grilled Cheese
Absolutely.
Festival. You can get in line and be one of the first to get your hands on tickets for the 2025 spring training season. Are there any other common questions that people just keep asking you?
How to become a Beach Club member. That is another question, which is our version of season ticket holder. Uh-huh. So those, I will refer them to our box office.
Box office. And for more information on Beach Club memberships here at Cool Day Park, you can go to our website, coolday.com/beachclub. Get you there.
That is correct.
With all that information as well. So I think another common question that people might be asking right now as we're gearing up for the 2025 spring training season is how mm-hmm. can they become a part of our game day staff here at Cool Day Park? For the upcoming season, we got part-time positions, we got internships. I mean,
that
you started
correct.
Out as a part-time employee
yes.
here in Northport. I started mm-hmm. out as a part-time employee in Atlanta, and I was an intern down here. So,
correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about the hiring process here at Cool Day Park?
Sure. So we would prefer that everybody applies online, and the jobs have already been posted to our website. They can go to cooltodaypark.com/jobs, and it will pull up all of the postings for this facility. And they would click on the position, fill out the application, and that would get submitted. And then they would have to attend our job fair. Our first job fair is this December 11th, and it is from 4 to 8.
It is, yes. So first step, apply online at coolodaypark.com/jobs. You'll see the part-time positions and the game day staff position,
correct.
Or internship positions, my bad. Mm-hmm. And then when you go fill out that information, we'll get your contact info, and then you got to actually attend in person one of our job fairs, first one being December 11th.
Correct. That's so we can interview. Each department head will try to interview their own department positions.
Yes. So we got a wide variety of positions
yes.
from street team to warehouse, money room, operations, concessions, bartenders.
That is correct.
All sorts of stuff. Is there any other that I'm forgetting? Security.
Box office.
Box office, yeah. Press box. All sorts of stuff. Mascot even. So
all across the board.
You can
need everybody.
Yes, so we're gearing up for a successful season this year. If you have any more questions about our hiring process here and how you can be part of the team at Cool Day Park, who can they reach out to?
They can reach out to me.
And how can they do that?
Via telephone or email. springtraining@braves.com. or 941-413-5000.
So we hope to see you guys out here at the job fair. Come be a part of our team. Come work with us. You can meet Nicole. It's pretty awesome. And maybe one day you can end up like Nicole. So we'll be back on the Braves Beach House podcast in a few minutes. Slicer is heading around the office to go trick-or-treating. He went trick-or-treating on Halloween. We'll take a look at that.
See what type of goodies we can get on the spookiest day of the year. Let's go. We're in. Trick or treat, Joe. Happy Halloween. What do you got for us? Oh, some hot sauce. Wow, thanks, Joe. All right, let's see what else we can find. Trick or treat. Hi, what do you got for us? We're trick or treating. No, we're just trick or treating. Oh, some zip ties. Oh, that's great. Some zip ties. Can't find it. Look at that. Oh, a football. That's pretty good. Thank you. Happy Halloween. All right, bye. Trick or treat. Give me something good to eat. Oh, a ticket. Oh, wow, thanks. Is this, what gets me into the game? No? Oh, parties. Okay, so we can get to the parties with the tickets. That's good. That's good. All right, let's see who else we can trigger treat. Trigger treat! Trigger treat! What do you got for us, Chris? Oh, a lifesaver. Look at that. Marty? A moon pie, wow, that's amazing. What are you dressing up as this Halloween?
Well, I'm going to be a security guard at Cool Today Park.
A security guard? I was expecting, like, Grimace or something.
No, because I'm working, so.
You're working, all right, that's acceptable. I guess yellow shirt's okay. All right, let's see who else we can find. What do we got to do?
You got to spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel? All right, let's see. Oh, it's a treat. Oh, look at all this. Oh, I think we're going to go with cookies and cream. Look at that. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Almond
Joy. All right, well, we got both. It worked out. That's perfect. Oh, look. Oh, we got more candy. Wow. Oh, my God. Look at all that. That's a pretty good load right there at the Pure Pools Tomahawk Tiki Bar. All right, we are here with Henry. Henry, happy Halloween. How are you doing today?
Happy Halloween, Slicer. I'm doing terrific. It's a terrifying day.
It is pretty spooky. Get spooky vibes. What, you got a joke for us or something?
Yes, I have a joke. Why didn't the skeleton go to the Halloween party?
Why didn't the skeleton go to the Halloween party? I don't know, 3-9.
Because he had no body to go with.
No body to go with. I like it. I like it.
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween. Do you got anything for us? No, he's taking from it. Look at that.
Slicers, happy Halloween!
Stealing from Slicer. Not approved. Trick or treat. Seriously, happy Halloween. What do you have? No. What are you dressing up as for Halloween this year? Office manager? What's your favorite type of Halloween candy? Kit Kat? Can you do the Kit Kat song for us? Hello. Happy Halloween. We're trick-or-treating. What do you have you cannot give us for Halloween? Oh, an Austin Riley ball? Okay, sure. What is your favorite Halloween candy?
Butterfingers.
Fun size. You don't like the big size?
No, I feel like the big size is like overrated. Fun size candy's probably.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Slicer.
Well, what do you got for us? You're playing some games. Really busy at work up here today.
A notepad.
Is it? It looks used.
Well, you know. Well, it is what it is. Is there any notes on it?
Maybe.
Wow. You gotta look deep into the notes. You might find out.
Are you dressing Chevy and Waylon up for Halloween this year?
I would not, no.
If you were to dress them up, what would they be?
I think Chevy would probably be Batman, and Waylon would be Spider-Man.
Superhero dogs, I like it, I like it. Oh. We get a free Coke and a hamburger because Gary sent us. Alright, Terry, you got anything for us on this great Halloween? You just moved into your desk, so you probably don't have any junk to part with. A Florida State pin. Oh, that is scary. They look really scary on the football field this year. Well, I just have a question for you. Your lights were on and you didn't have any candy for us. We're disappointed. Hello. Happy Halloween. We're trick-or-treating. Do you have anything you can give to us in our trick-or-treat bucket? Your keys. Oh. Oh, okay. Well, we made out. These were real good on eBay. I noticed it's the last time we're in here. You now have the correct spring training schedule up.
Yes, we're operating under 25.
No, that's good.
You're languishing my keys.
That's very true. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Reese's.
Reese's. Do you like the round cup or the small gold?
I prefer the miniature.
The miniature. That's a hot take. That's a hot take. All right, well, I think you should probably hold on to those. We'll see you a little bit later. Happy Halloween. Yeah, we're trick-or-treating. We're trick-or-treating. Happy Halloween. What do you got for us?
Not what I got for you.
No. No, we're trick-or-treating. We're at your space. Your lights are on. We're looking for something to go trick-or-treating.
I have some. It is facial moisturizer for your dry skin.
For my dry skin? That's great.
That way you look good when you go out tonight.
Yes, I do need to look good. What is your favorite Halloween candy?
Probably lemon heads. I love lemon heads.
Do You can have some fun dip, some Raz Apple Magic Dip.
Ooh. Apple Magic Dip.
Interesting.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Slicer.
What are you dressing up as for Halloween?
A zombie.
Slice Day. Wow, that was a lot of work heading around the office. Kind of surprised with how much goodies we got just at people's desks. Well, I mean, there's only one more thing to do. Now that this spooky season is finally over, it's time to break out the Christmas trees, get in the holiday spirit, sip on some peppermint mocha, and have a very merry Christmas. We'll see you again real soon on Slicer on the Street.
All right, thanks, Slicer. Coming up this week at Cool Today Park on Wednesday night, it's Trivia Night with Keith Hayes. Grab your team and compete for some prizes starting at 6 p.m. Thursday night, it's four rounds of fun with Suncoast DJ Bingo, also at 6 p.m. We got live music this weekend from the Five and Dime Boys on Friday night at 5:30 p.m., Sine Waves on Saturday at 5:30 p.m., and John Michael Murphy takes the stage on Sunday at 1 p.m. Also, don't forget that single game tickets are going on sale for the 2025 spring training season during the Grilled Cheese Festival, featuring food trucks, a beer garden, live music, family activities, and more on Saturday, November 23rd, starting at 11 a.m. Also, if you want to join the team here at Cool Day Park, you can go ahead and apply right now at cooldaypark.com/jobs to find those applications. Well, that's all for this week. Thank you for joining us here on the Braves Beach House Podcast. We'll see you all again here real soon.